Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, we praise you. Hallelujah. God, we thank you for this time. Oh, God, we praise you. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight on our Purpose Kingdom Network Hour. Our topic is A Little Talk with Jesus. I am your host, Evangelist Trina Lindsay Harrison, and this is our 1,680 episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Our goal and mission here is to win souls for the kingdom of God and to encourage his people. If you want to call in tonight with a testimony, feel free to do so or a prayer request. The number is 319-527-6091. Press the number 1. You'll be placed into the queue. I can go to our website at www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. Again, thank you for tuning in on A Little Talk with Jesus. This is where we talk to Jesus in prayer, and Jesus talks to us through his word. Let us pray. Father God, oh, we praise you. We praise you. We praise you, O God. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Father God, in the precious name of your dear Son, Jesus the Christ, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving. We enter into your courts with praise. We are thankful unto you, O God, and we bless your name. Great is your faithfulness, great is your loving kindness, and great are your tender mercies. So we come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, Father God, we first want to just thank you for you being God. We thank you that you are Alpha and Omega. We thank you that you are the only true and living God, and that you are the only God who can declare that the heavens is your throne and the earth is your footstool. God, we thank you for your love, because you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God, we thank you for your love. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you for calling us out of darkness into your marvelous light. We thank you, O God, that you are not just God. You are the only true and living God, and you are spirit. We don't worship a statue. We don't worship man. We don't worship the stars. They were created. We worship the creator. Hallelujah. So you're not only just God, you are creator of the heavens and the earth. And you are not just creator, you are our Father. So we just thank you, God, for being a good Father. We thank you, God, for being the best Father. We thank you, God, for being the all-wise Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for being a Father who never, oh, evil Shanda. Father, we thank you. So we enter into your courts with praise. We exalt you, God. We praise you, God. We lift you up, Heavenly Father. We extol you. We give you all praise, honor, and glory that's due your name, because you inhabit the praises of your people. You know, we didn't praise you that the rocks will cry out. We don't want any rocks crying We praise you because you deserve our praise. We praise you because you love us. Hallelujah. We praise you, oh God, because you are our protector. You are our provider. Hallelujah. You are our shield and buckler. So we praise you tonight. Hallelujah. Everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. So we praise you, oh God. So we enter into your care, Moshanda. We thank you. We praise you. So now, God, we come with our prayer request, oh God. We thank you. We praise you. Now we're doing what you commanded us to do. You said men are to always pray and not lose heart. He said, my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven, will forgive our sin and heal the land. God, this world needs a healing. So God, we come tonight with one accord. We come in the spirit of unity, Heavenly Father. Your word says where two or three are gathered in your name, that you are in the midst. You said if two of you agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask of the Father, it shall be done. So God, we come tonight doing what you bid us to do, commanded us to do, God. So we first will lift up our spiritual leaders around the globe. Spiritual leader. In the name of Jesus. God, you know where they are. You know all about them. So we lift them up before your throne, before your presence, oh Lord. Oh God, every apostle, every bishop, every prophet, every pastor, every evangelist, every minister, every deacon, every usher, oh God, the whole body of Christ, we lift up before you every teacher, hallelujah, every musician, every praise and worship leader, every choir member, the whole body of Christ, Lord, we lift them up before you. You told us to pray for every man. So, God, you know what everyone stands in need of. So, God, right now we lift up Pastor Mijet before you, oh, God. You are her healer. You are her strength, oh, God. You are her joy. You are, hey, God, we praise you because we know that you're going to do a miracle in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. We praise you for the miraculous. God, be with Pastor Cooper. Meet her need in the name of Jesus. Be with Pastor Furby, oh God. Pastor Coleman, Lord. Pastor Richardson, oh God. Pastor Toy. Every Pastor Wally. Pastor Waller, Lord. Pastor Navin, oh God. We praise you, oh God. Bishop T.D. Jakes, oh Lord. Oh God, as you're bringing them before me, God, I'm calling them out in prayer because you know all things, oh God. Oh, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. Great are your tender mercies. God, you say you'll give a shepherd after your own heart to feed your people with knowledge and understanding, and they shall not be lacking, saith the Lord. God, we lift them up. Have you waiting, Lord? Draw them closer to you in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ. And then, oh God, remember our earthly leaders. Every president, be it President Biden, every president around the world, every vice president, be with Kamala, Lord. Every ambassador, every prime minister, oh God, we might not like them, Lord, but you love them, God. We might not understand them, God, but you know the motive and the intent of the heart. So, God, you move like you will, Rebo Shanda. Get your glory in the name of Jesus the Christ. Oh, God, we praise you. The Supreme Court, oh God. have your way. God, they may be in position, Lord. They may be in the White House, God. They may be on their post, oh God. But God, you're on the throne. Yay, God. We look to you. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. So we look to you, oh God. And oh God, we lift up the mothers in Zion, Lord. With Mother Charlotte tonight, God. Mother Graves, Mother Gossett, Mother Lorraine, God. Mother Jeanette, oh Lord. Oh God, be with all the fathers that are weeping between the porch and the altar. God, we praise you. And Lord, be with our brokenhearted tonight, those who are mourning. God, we lift up the Huff family before you, Lord. God, we lift up the Farmer family before you, God. We lift up the Lee family before you, Lord. All those who are mourning in the earth, oh God, we demand all for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. So God, be with them in that time of sorrow. Be with that time of mourning. God, earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So God, be with them in the midnight hour, Lord, when they're crying and they're appeals. Oh God, comfort them. You are the God of all comfort in the name of Jesus. Oh God, someone needs a healing in their body, God. You are the greatest physician. You can heal cancer. You're bigger than cancer. You're bigger than diabetes, high blood pressure. You're bigger than any disease, God. You're bigger than any plague, God. You're bigger. You can heal. You can deliver and set free. God, you are the greatest healer. You are Jehovah, Father, God, that healeth thee. Oh, Lord, we lift them up before you, everyone who needs a touch, God, a healing in the body, God. Jesus Christ is wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement, all right, oh, beautiful son, I'll be with Cousin Mugsy, Lord, right now in Jesus' name. May God touch your Lord like only you can. You are the greatest physician. You are the greatest healer. God, be with Nancy in the name of Jesus. Be with Sonny in the name of Jesus, oh God. There is a balm in Gilead. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. We bind every distraction in the name of Jesus, the Christ. Have your way, oh God. This is the hour of prayer. So, God, we're praying because you bid us to pray, God. We thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, be with the inner cities, Lord. Philadelphia, God. Chicago, Illinois, Lord. Atlanta, Boston. Jersey, Camden, Boston. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way in Jesus' name. Oh, God, be with sin ministers, the mental institutions, the prisons, the hospitals, the nursing homes. Oh, God, you're worthy, Lord. Those who incarcerate, wrongfully accused, let their DNA show up and fight for them in the name of Jesus the Christ. Have your way, oh, God. Have your way, Lord. Someone stands in need of a financial miracle, Lord. God, you are faithful. God, those who are given and given according to the scripture, Lord, given as a cheerful giver, Lord, you say you will supply every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He was the homeless, Lord, the widow, Israel, God, almost Sunday. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. We edify you. Greater is your faithfulness. Greater is your loving kindness. And greater are your tender mercies. And God, those who don't know you and the pardon of their sin, oh God, send out soldiers to minister to the lost in the name of Jesus. You don't want anyone to perish, but all come unto repentance. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you, oh God. Thank you for hearing our prayer. And Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen. Amen and amen. We praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Again, if anyone has a prayer request or a testimony, or would just like to share, feel free to call in at 319-527-6091. Press number 1. You'll be placed into the queue, or you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. We're going to now bring on our minister, Adrian, to come on the line to minister and song.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Summers and winters and the springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy and love. There's a pardon for sin and love, a peace that endureth, thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Bring strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Amen.
Yes, amen, amen. Great is thy faithfulness. Yes, he is a faithful God to each and every one of us, to those who believe. Thank you, Minister Avery, for ministering in song. Great is thy faithfulness. So I want to share, every time we're on Purpose Kingdom Network, we actually share in scripture. And I want to share the scripture that God has given me tonight. Amen. It's in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, verse 57 and 58. And this is the King James Version. So every scripture I'll share tonight is the King James Version. Amen. So it says, first of all, I want to let you know that this is the first letter that Paul has written to the Corinth church. Okay, so it's to the Corinthians. So verse 57 says, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this holy scriptures. So if I could share in a topic tonight, it would be, I have the victory. I have the victory. So I'm just going to share I'm going to bring out the word steadfast in this scripture, okay, in the 58th verse. So steadfast means firm and unwavering. So it's not to fluctuate in our faith up and down. It's allegiance or loyalty to our commitment to God. So in other words, fixed in Christ, the gospel, the good news. The word unmovable, we know it means not able to be moved in position or status. In Ephesians, the first chapter, verse 3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In Christ. In Christ. If the Bible Christ truly knew the depth and the riches and the inheritance that we have in Christ, we would be a force to be reckoned with if we only knew the depth that we have in Christ. Now, unmovable is the hope of the gospel, or Christ should be our anchor. The hope that Christ should and is our anchor. Always abounding. Always is at all times. And we think about the word abounding, it's very plentiful or abundant. Now, when we think of plentiful and abundant, we often think of possessions, material things that we can touch or see. But here it's talking about the overflowing, the Holy Spirit. Jesus said in St. John, the 4th chapter, verse 14, the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life, always abounding, eternal, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Someone might say, what is the work of the Lord? Jesus Christ is our greatest example. Jesus Christ came not to do his will, but to do the will of his Father, the work of his Father. Likewise, we are to do the same. So the work of the Lord to us would be, of course, to witness to the lost, to pray, to minister, to teach, to live holy before God. And the only way we can do that is to be in Christ Jesus. Now, it also says in that scripture, for as much as ye know what? The word, Jesus Christ. So we have to know the word. We have to know Christ. We have to have a relationship with him because he is our anchor. He is our rock. He is our salvation, our redeemer, our king, our Lord, our healer, our deliverer, our protector, our provider, our friend. He is whatever we need him to be. Hallelujah. John 15:1 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. So we are the branch. You know, when you think of a branch being removed from the vine in the natural realm, what happens to that branch when it's attached from the vine? It withers. It dries up. It bears no fruit. Likewise, that happens to us if we do not stay attached to the true vine. Oh, God. Because without God, we can do nothing. We can't live without God. Now, why am I saying this, bringing out this scripture to share tonight? Because, you know, we live in a world of change. There's constant change in the world. You know, it says that we are in the world, but we are not of the world, which means our citizenship is in heaven, the kingdom of God. So we are in the world because of time. That's why we see and feel the effects of the world. And sometimes we feel the effects of the world because of sin. You know, it's not always our doing, but it can be. But that's why we feel the effects and see it, because we are in the world. We're in this body. So God has given us the gift of time until we pass into eternity. Now, there is different events of time. We see it going on today. We see the war. You know, we see tragedy. We see conditions of human light, you know, the different stages of light. We're born, and then we pass on into eternity. And Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. To everything. Everything means everything. Joy, laughter, happiness, hurt, pain, disappointment, sadness, grief, tiredness, weariness, loneliness, loss, gain, wealth, health, sickness, poverty, hunger, fatness. I can go on and on and on and on to everything under the heaven. So we have to know when we talk about, so there is a season and a time. Time and chance is given to every one of us. So we have to know what season we are in. So when we know what season we are in, we can take the word and apply it to that season. We can speak the word over our lives that season, over other people's lives in their season, over our children's lives, over our friends' lives. We can speak the word, pray the word. Now, when we think about the season, you know, I can't help but think about nature, the earthly season. You know, we have seasons in the spiritual realm as well. You know, times that we mature and grow in God and our spiritual walk with the Lord. But when we're talking about the earthly seasons, we have winter, spring, summer, and fall. And when we think about winter, we think about it being cold and loneliness and darkness and, you know, hibernation, you know, sadness, grief. I like to think about winter seasons as our going through seasons. You know, we all have them, a going through season. You know, when I think about spring, I think about a new beginning or, you know, something new and exciting. And then summer, when I think about summer months, it's in enjoying life in your fatness. And then fall, you know, it's things that don't look so new anymore. You know, our fatness or your fatness has become a drought, or your joy turns to sadness, and our gain has become a loss in fall. Right? But guess what? It's only for a time, right? It has an expiration date. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Now, I was saying it has a time and a purpose to everything under the heaven. And again, if you want to call in to give a testimony or to give a praise report, feel free to do so. Again, the number is 319-527-6091. Press that number one, you'll be placed into the queue. Or you can go to the website at blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. So here we're talking about time and a purpose under the heaven. And when we think about the word purpose, it's the reason for which something is done or created. Purpose. The reason for which something is done or created. When it comes to creation or man being created, we all have the same purpose. And it's found in Matthew, the 22nd chapter, verse 37. It says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind or might." That's the purpose of every man. That's what God intended for man, for creation. But when it comes to our individual purpose, it is different. We all have a different gift and a different ministry. And the only way we can know what our gift or ministry is by getting to know God and reading the word and having a prayer life and going to the house of God and sitting under teachers that can teach us the word. That's how we have pastors. We have shepherds. God gives us shepherds after his own heart to feed his people with knowledge and understanding, and they shall not be lacking, saith the Lord. That's why we have to go to the house of God so we can get to know who we are. Because sometimes when we're babes in the Lord, not sometimes, all the time, when we are babes in the Lord, we don't understand the scriptures in its fullness or entirety. That's why we have to be taught. Amen. And we never stop learning. No one has arrived. No one knows everything when it comes to the scriptures. We're all learning. Amen. So we're talking about purpose and the time. Now, sometimes, you know, it seems like seasons are longer than others. Amen, it does. And that's because God is preparing or prepping us for our blessing or our purpose or our destiny to come into fruition. You know, when we look at some people, it might seem like, you know, they are more blessed than we are blessed or more blessed than others. Especially when you look at the world, you know, I don't always like to say the world because there's people in the body of Christ that are blessed too, you know, but it seems like they are, seems like they are more blessed. Like they live, like until they're 100 years old, and like the world seems like they can buy whatever they want to buy, you know, where sometimes like the children of God, we don't have the resources to do all we want to do. But you know what? In the end, God says, "What profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose their soul?" So it's not always about the material, amen. We have to know what our purpose is in God. And a lot of times, too, when people are blessed of God with a lot of wealth, it's for them to give out of their bounty, to give to the church, to give to people. That's why it's important for people to know their purpose and who they are in God. And I'm not saying that the world doesn't give, because they do. Okay, but I'm just saying sometimes we shouldn't look at them as to compare our lives to them, because we never know what someone is going through, amen, or what their end will be. But here we're talking about the time. So God will always bring us through our season. No matter what season we are in, I want to go back to the 57th verse. It says that, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. The only way we have victory is through our Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. So we might be in a season of winter, right? You know, as I was saying, when we think about that season, it looks like it's dark and dreary. You know, we might be mourning because the loss of a loved one, you know, and we have the victory because, you know, we can mourn because God said there's a time to mourn. But even in the end of our mourning, he gives us the victory because we know that weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know, we might understand, you know, while we're in winter months so long, our winter season, when it seems like nothing is going right and nothing is working. And you know what? We still have the victory because God says that his thoughts are not our thoughts, neither our ways his ways. So he knows exactly what he's doing in our life, even in our winter season. When it seems like God is not moving, when it seems like God is not there, we have the victory because God said he will never leave us nor forsake us. He's with us always, even to the end of the earth. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes in our darkness, we may have a spirit of fear. But God said we have the victory because he has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Hallelujah. So even in our winter season, God is there with us. You know, and even in our spring, I talk about spring, how it's a newness. We might be excited. But sometimes even in our springtime, we're in our excitement. You know, we still have undecided. And sometimes we might miss pitfalls because of our excitement. But you know what? We should be like this. God, help me, because I don't want to make a mistake that will cause pain, Lord. So I have the victory because you said in your word that your word will be your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. Hallelujah. So God said, we can have the victory because his word says that if we acknowledge him in all our ways, that he shall direct our path. So no matter what season we are in, we have the victory. Hallelujah. God is a good God. You know, and even sometimes, you know, when we get in our summer months, when we feel like we're fat and we're enjoying life, and you know what, we should not get comfortable and not forget God. Because when we are blessed, we are not to forget God. He even mentions that. When he blesses us, we are not to forget him. So we have to remain humble. Because God said, well, you know, when we forget God, pride creeps in. We think we're better than we ought of ourselves. And God tells us not to do that. And only when we get the victory and to not become proudful is to speak the scripture. Because God says that pride goes before destruction and an haughty spirit before a fall. So even in our fatness, even when we feel like we got it all going on, we got it together, we are not to get boastful. Because he who thinks he stands, take heed lest he fall. We only have the victory in Christ. Amen. And then, you know, in the fall season, you know, the things begin to look not so new anymore. You know, we tend to get caught up into looking at the things of the world, or we might feel a little weary and start to think that it looks better on the other side. You know, but the word of God says we have the victory by casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hallelujah. We have the victory in Christ. We do. You know, I was saying sometimes, you know, we can have a gain or have assets that we might lose or might have a loss. But even in that, you know, we have to stand firm and know that we have the victory because God said he'll supply every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So we have the victory. As long as we stay in Christ, as long as we know who we are, no matter what comes our way, we have to be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as we know our labor is not in vain in the Lord. We cannot be unmovable. We have to be steadfast and unmovable, no matter what comes our way. Sometimes we get a little weary. We get a little tired. But God tells us, be not weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. We have the victory in Christ. Oh, God is a faithful God. He is a holy God. No matter what we go through, we have the victory. You know, someone might be ailing in their body, not feeling good, but we have the victory because God said in his word he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. We always have the victory in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have the victory. As long as we stay in Christ, we can't take our eyes off the Lord and look at the world. I'm reminded of the passage of scripture when Peter was walking on the water and Jesus told him to come to him. And as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he was doing good. When he took his eyes off the Lord, he began to sink. We have the victory in Christ. As long as we keep our eyes stayed on him, he promised to keep us in perfect peace as long as we keep our minds stayed on thee, stayed on Jesus. In Jesus Christ, we have the victory. So the word has gone out tonight. I'd encourage anyone, remember, no matter what season you are in your life, if you found yourself in any one of those seasons, remember, we have the victory in Christ. Amen. Now, I don't believe there's no one calling in for prayer or testimony. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be called of salvation before we have our announcement. So if someone's listening tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, all you have to do is open up your heart and let him in. But first you have to believe, because God says without faith, you can't even come to him unless you believe. So if you believe that God loved you and he sent his son to save you, you have to first repent of your sin before he can even move in your heart. So if you do not want to continue to live the way you're living, or if you want to have faith in God, if you want to get to know him and want to get to know the purpose that he has for your life, and if you're tired of the state that you're in because you're lost without him, all you have to do is let him in your heart. It's just that simple. Just believe that he is God, and he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem you from the curse of the law. That means death. The wages of sin is death, the gift of God is eternal life. So without Jesus Christ, you have death. The only way to escape death is to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So you want the blessed assurance to know that you have Christ as your personal Savior. You can repeat after me. Because I'm going to tell y'all, you often hear me say that we are not smart enough to know or to run our lives. Only God does. Not even man. No one can tell you what to do or how to make a change in your life. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Sure, they can give you advice. Of course, anyone can give advice. But to have that blessed assurance, to have the blessed hope, oh, God, Evo Shanda. Oh, God, we praise you. God, we thank you. So they have that blessed assurance that if you were to leave this earth tonight, that you were going to be with the Lord. And that's by accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. So if you're ready to accept him and let him in to have a change in your life, you can repeat after me. Now you can call God Father because you're ready to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Repeat after me. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus the Christ. I believe that you are God and that you sent your Son Jesus to save me. Father, I repent of my sins or sins. Come into my heart and I'll live for you. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Thank you, Father, for loving me. So if you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, you are now born again. Welcome into the family of God. Tell someone you've been born again. You repented of your sins. Now, to repent of your sin is to have a change of life, a change of your mind, your thoughts, your actions. And the only way to get strength to continue to do that, to have a change of mind, you have to find the Bible-believing church in your community, because you need a pastor to help you grow in the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ. You can't do it alone. And, of course, we invite you in every night to tune in to Purpose Kingdom Network. Okay. Now, if all hearts and minds are clear, we're going to bring on our announcements before we have our closing prayer. Minister Ross? Okay, so I guess Minister Rob not on the line to do the announcement. So I don't know who's on tomorrow night. I don't know, but we're going to be, I think it is the roundtable. I think that's going to be Minister Adrian, Pastor Toy, and Sister Maureen. I believe they're on tomorrow night at 9. Okay? So if all minds and hearts.
Yeah, so, real quickly, just had a little technical difficulties, but real quickly, I'll go ahead and do the announcement. This is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. I'd like to thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's episode, no matter where in the world you are. We appreciate your listenership and your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network, especially those in the 215 area code and the 803 area code. We do see that we have multiple callers for those area codes, and we just thank you, and we just love you for supporting us and, you know, telling your family and friends that we're on here at Purpose Kingdom Network. Anytime we do a live broadcast, we broadcast it live on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. And when we do a live broadcast, you can call in at the phone number 319-527-6091. And anytime you want to talk to our host, you can press the number 1. We thank you so much. We thank you so much for your support here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And anytime you want to hear or send a comment here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can comment us via email at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can, you know, basically just send your love or your support, or just send a praise report. We gladly honor that, and we greatly celebrate any accomplishment that, you know, you have as far as corresponding with us at here at Purpose Kingdom Network. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom at Facebook, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. And, of course, you know, from time to time, we make some of our major announcements there. So just, you know, like us on Facebook, and that way you won't miss any of our upcoming events at Purpose Kingdom Network. Okay, and coming up this week, our weekly lineup is going to be starting Monday is Pastor Montez O at the 9 p.m. hour, and Tuesday will be DTW Ministries at the 8 p.m. hour. And on Wednesdays, we're going to have It's Your Story, So Tell It, by Mother Janice Hudson. Thursday, we're going to have Sister Adrian Allen at D Block Church. And on Friday, we're going to have Evangelist Cheryl Johnson. And on Saturday, we will take a brief break And then on Sunday, we will have Sister Mary Scott on Iron Sharpens Iron. So once again, feel free to listen to our weekly lineups every Sunday when we do a broadcast, so that way you can know what is going on during the week. And we just hope you are just elated and enjoyed. And also set a reminder that we are on every day of the week that we're able to be on. Okay, and well, God's going, God's blessing. Like I said, please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for Pastor Montez Old. And please feel free to just tell your friends and family members that we're on tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. hour. Okay, and also, for those that want to hear any of our past broadcasts, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can simply type in the show name or the host name, and you can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And for those that are listening to us worldwide, we thank you and we appreciate you for all the countries we're broadcasting in, 79 countries. We appreciate your listenership and your support, and hopefully you'll be safe. And, you know, with God's will, you know, hopefully you'll be able to listen to us another day. With that being said, that's going to be the end of the announcements, and I'm going to show hand the show back over to Evangelist Trina.
Amen. Thank you for those announcements. Thank you. Oh, the blood of Jesus. I got so lightheaded. The devil was a liar. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we praise you. Oh, we thank you, Lord. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I pray that the scripture and the prayer and the minister and song minister to your heart. So if all minds and hearts are clear, we're going to do the closing prayer. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Ooh. Father, we just thank you for us coming together again with one accord to come before your throne, oh God, and just to thank you for you being a good God. We thank you, oh God, that you are the lover of our souls and that you love us so much that you gave us your son. And because we received your son, we have eternal life with you. God, we just thank you for your word that was shared tonight, God, because your word gives us bow, yea, Boshanda. Your word increases our faith, oh God. Your word gives us the encouragement that we need, oh God. Your word gives us the joy that we need. Your word gives us the victory that we need, oh God, because we believe that your word was made flesh and it dwelt among us. We built there, Boshanda, yea, Boshanda. God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. God, we just ask you, oh God, in the name of your son, Jesus the Christ, that all who is listening on the airway tonight, that you meet their every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. God, we ask you that if someone's on the line tonight who needs a touch from you in their body, oh God, that you send forth healing, oh God, because you said by Jesus Christ, we are healed. God, I ask that right now, God, someone needs peace of mind, oh Lord, that you give them the peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God. God, I ask that right now, Lord, if someone's in need of a miracle, Lord, you are the miracle worker. Hallelujah. So, God, we thank you in advance, oh God, because we let you hear us when we pray, because you told us to pray. And because you told us to pray, that means you're going to answer. Hallelujah. God, your word is true, that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much, oh God, and we are righteous because we believe in your son, Jesus the Christ. So God, we thank you for doing the miraculous. We thank you for doing the impossible. We thank you for sending forth healing. We thank you for sending forth joy. We thank you for sending forth peace. We thank you, oh God, for sending forth deliverance in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. because you're doing great things. Whereof we are glad, oh God. God, we thank you for the restoration and restoring of Hore Boshanda. God, I know you're, oh God, you're moving right now, Lord. God, your power is on the airway, God. Your power is in Hore Boshanda. God, I ask you right now, Lord, that you move on her behalf, Lord, that you touch her body in the name of Jesus. God, you see her need. You see the Hore Boshanda, oh God. God, Hore Boshanda. God, get your glory. Get your glory, oh God. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your loving kindness. And great are your tender mercies. Hore Boshanda. The blood of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. You cannot feel the word that went forward. Say to the Lord, rebuke you. The blood of Jesus against you. I cast out every imagination, every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. And God, right now, God, we lift up every host on Purpose Kingdom Network. God, you see our need, oh Lord. You see our wants and our desires, oh God. You say you will give us the desires of our hearts, Lord. And we are smart enough to know that once we get to know you and have a relationship with you, that your desires become our desires. So God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we praise you. We honor you. Oh, God, restore families, Lord. And God, be with Ukraine, Lord. God, be with Ukraine. No, Boshande. Oh, God, move like never before. Oh, God, you see the wars, Lord. God, we know in your word it has to happen, but God, you even called us to pray. So God, move in the name of Jesus the Christ, the innocent. Oh, God, move like never before in the name of Jesus. God, let them not able shanda. Oh, God, we praise you. We magnify you. And God, right now, touch John, Lord. Increase his faith in the name of Jesus. Meet his knee, God. Move on his back, God. Move in his body right now in the name of Jesus the Christ. God, move in the name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. Power belongs to God. Power belongs to God. God, the waters trouble, Lord. Oh, God, the anger able shunned up. Oh, God, have your way. Someone's about to give up, Lord. Someone's about to give up, God. God, you say your word. God, you give us power to bind and loose. And I bind the spirit of suicide in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. He coming up but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus Christ came to man's life and more abundantly. Say to the Lord, we speak. I bind the spirit of suicide and murder and death in the name of Jesus. The Christ. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, God. Oh, God. God, you see the financial need. God, you see it, Lord. Oh, God, you said the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. And as for the water, you turn to you will, oh, God. God, you need someone to get out of their bounty to meet the need, God. In the name of Jesus. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, say the Lord God. God. God, we thank you. We praise you. And again, God, remember the homeless, God, in the name of Jesus. The hungry, oh, God, God, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. And God, even the one who feels they're not closer to you, they want to draw closer to you, God. You said you're even married to the backslider, Lord. God, oh, God, their life is horrible. Oh, God, have your way, Lord. Holy Spirit, move. Speak, Holy Spirit. Oh, God, shackles are being broken. Oh, God, your power, you're moving. Oh, God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. God, we thank you for meeting us at the appointed time. God, we thank you because we can do nothing without you. God, we are nothing without you. God, thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for providing. Thank you, Lord. For healing, restoration. And God, remember those who are mourning. Their hearts are broken and heavy right now, God. But earth has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. So God, even in their deepest hour, God, their saddest hour, Lord, you're able to show up and comfort them like never before, God. We praise you. We honor you. So God, thank you for hearing our prayer. Oh God, someone might not understand the speaking of tongues, uttering in tongues, God. I just heard that. But the Holy Spirit speaks with intercession and groanings that we cannot easily understand. The Holy Spirit prays when we don't know what to pray for. Thank you, Lord. God, we praise you. We honor you. We magnify you. We can do nothing in our own stead, God. This is your hour, emotion. Thank you, Lord. We praise you. And Jesus' precious name that we pray with thanksgiving. Every heart say amen, amen, and amen. God, thank you, Jesus. Again, I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network. And, oh, God, as I forgot, Lord, as we sleep tonight, oh, God, cover our homes in the blood of Jesus. Keep us safe, God. Keep us covered, Lord, that the angels of the Lord encamp around about us, oh, Lord. And let's have a sweet sleep in you. And we'll wake up tomorrow morning on this side, oh, God. Let us have a new determination to want to please you in every area of our lives. God, we thank you for hearing our prayer. And Jesus, amen, yeah, we pray with thanksgiving. Amen, amen, amen. So again, thank you for tuning in tonight. We love you here at Purpose Kingdom Network, but God loves you more. And please tune in tomorrow night. Thank you. God bless you.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.